Mark the Herald Angel Sings, written by Gordon Lambie, illustrated by Shanna Bernier. Read by Gordon Lambie, Shanna Bernier, Sonia Patinode, Stéphane Bessette, and Sheila Quinn. We all know the Christmas story. We hear it every year. But the way people tell it, it seems as if Christmas was all God's idea. To tell you the truth, Christmas has a lot more to do with a frustrated little angel named Mark. Mark was young, but he knew that one day he was going to be a herald, a messenger angel. Heralds are among the most important angels in heaven because they make sure everyone knows what's going on. Mark was very excited about being important, but there was something he was not excited about. He was not a fan of all the singing. Herald angels have to sing the news they bring. It's a rule. All herald angels practice often to become excellent singers so that their messages are very clear. Mark was afraid. He didn't feel like he was going to be an excellent singer. Sometimes Mark practiced singing and he felt like he was making all the worst noises in creation. Gabriel, the choir master, was not a big help. Every practice of the Heavenly Host started out fine, but before too long, Mark was sent to practice on his own.
"You need to be confident, Mark,"
Gabriel would say. Every time Mark tried, though, he'd forget something important. When he tried to sing loud, he forgot all the words. When he worked really hard to remember the words, he forgot to sing loud. Eventually, he just gave up and stopped going to practice at all. Mark flew by the other angels busily doing their jobs, watching over the universe, and he felt upset. All of the other angels seemed to be doing everything right, and he kept making mistakes. The more he saw, the angrier Mark got. Before long, he decided to just run away. It seemed like the only choice. If all of the angels in heaven were good at their jobs, and he wasn't, clearly Mark thought heaven was not the place for him. He took one last look around and then spread his wings and leapt toward the earth. Not far from Bethlehem, a young shepherdess named Gloria was tending her father's flock of sheep. As she gazed up into the night sky, she saw a spectacular shooting star that seemed to fall right toward her. The closer it got, the fiercer and more frightening it became. Almost anybody would have run away and hidden somewhere safe, but Gloria was used to looking out for danger and facing it to protect her sheep. To Gloria, the falling star was beautiful and not at all scary. All of her sheep were braying loudly and bustling about as the sky got brighter and brighter. They were frightened, but they knew to stay with Gloria, and that's what they did. Gloria watched until the sky was too bright to look at, then closed her eyes, listened for the sound of the star, and got ready to feel the earth shake with its landing. With her eyes shut tight, Gloria waited, but when the ground all around should have exploded, there was nothing. Instead of a crash or a boom, all she heard was a sniffle and a sob. Gloria opened her eyes to see her sheep all gathered around a frightened-looking young boy.
"Hello,"
she said.
"I'm Gloria."
Mark, who had just fallen to the earth in a tearful rage, was now feeling very confused and upset. As a herald, he had heard a lot about people, but nothing about sheep. He was surrounded by a lot of sheep, and the more sheep he saw, the more frightened he became. Gloria realized she would have to come to the boy's rescue. Working with animals all the time, she could see when they upset someone.
"Hey, sheep!"
she called, and the sheep gathered behind her.
"Thank you,"
said Mark, relieved.
"You're welcome,"
said Gloria.
"I'm Gloria."
"I'm Mark."
"Nice to meet you, Mark,"
Gloria said.
Why did you fall out of the sky?
I'm running away,
Mark said. Gloria gave Mark a confused look.
Why would you do a thing like that?
Because I can't sing.
Because you can't sing? Well, that's just silly,
replied Gloria.
What do you mean, silly?
Said Mark, feeling a little insulted.
Running away from your problems isn't going to solve them,
Gloria said.
You just need someone to show you what to do.
As soon as she said that, Gloria began to sing.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are.
Gloria was not the best singer. She wasn't even a very good singer, but right then and there, Mark would have told you that he had never heard more beautiful singing in his life. Gloria sang with a great big smile on her face and a twinkle in her eye.
How do you sing so well?
Mark asked.
I've never really thought about it,
said Gloria.
I sing to my sheep all the time.
Aren't you afraid that people won't like what you sing?
Asked Mark.
I sing to sheep, Mark, and I like singing. Why should what somebody else thinks make any difference?
I guess it doesn't,
said Mark.
You just need to believe in yourself,
said Gloria.
Thank you,
Mark said, smiling.
You're welcome,
said Gloria.
I believe in you.
Looking up at the sky, Mark said,
I think I should go home now.
Feel free to visit any time,
Gloria replied. And with that, Mark soared back up into the heavens. Mark flew so swiftly and so confidently, in fact, that he came soaring back up through the clouds and ran right into God.
Oh my goodness,
said God, startled.
I am so sorry,
said Mark.
And where have you been, young man?
Asked God.
I was on Earth,
Mark said sheepishly. God looked Mark in the eye and softly said,
That is not where you're supposed to be, Mark.
Mark looked down at the clouds.
I was feeling bad. I came back,
he said.
I'm glad you came back. I just don't want the people down there to put any bad ideas in your head. The world is a real mess.
God seemed sad.
Things seemed okay to me, but I guess I only talked to one person and some sheep.
Mark said. God suddenly drew stormy clouds around them.
I keep trying to tell them that all they need to do is love each other and treat each other with respect, but somehow they keep mixing up the message and then blaming it on me. It's not fair.
Thunder echoed her heartbreak.
It sounds like they just need an example, someone to really show them what to do. What if you went and talked to them?
Mark suggested.
That's what I've been trying to do. I sent prophets and messengers. I even made this burning bush once,
God replied. Mark continued,
No, I mean, why not just go and talk to them yourself?
I did. It was a big bush, and there was a lot of fire, and then I was a dove, and...
Well, what if you were human?
Mark interrupted.
I mean, you can do anything you want, right?
Yes,
God said quietly.
I guess that I can. You've given me some interesting things to think about, Mark.
God said. With a thoughtful look, she disappeared, and Mark decided it was time for bed. For a while after that, things went pretty much back to normal around heaven. Mark returned to choir practice. He still made mistakes, but each time he reminded himself of Gloria's lesson, and he found the confidence to try again. One day, as he was wandering through a cloud, Mark was stopped by the sudden appearance of God.
I want to tell you something, Mark,
she said.
It's a secret, but I want to tell you, because it's kind of your idea. I'm going away.
Pardon me?
Said Mark.
Aren't you in charge around here? You can't go away. Creation needs you.
I'm not going to be gone. I'm just going to be different.
And God explained her secret plan. That is how it came to be that one night, as she was out tending her sheep, Gloria suddenly heard the most amazing music. Looking up, she saw Mark standing before all the messengers of heaven, singing,
Gloria! Gloria! You have to go to Bethlehem! You'll never guess what's happened! God is here!
And, well, you know the rest. God became a baby, Jesus, to show people how to be good to each other, and, at the heart of things, it's all because Mark, the herald angel, learned to sing. He sang for all the special occasions after that, and went to visit Gloria often. After many years, she too joined the chorus. And they've been singing together ever since. Thank you. Mark, the Herald Angel Sings was recorded at CJMQ Community Radio Station in Lennoxville, Quebec. Read by Gordon Lambie, Shanna Bernier, Sonia Patenaude, Stéphane Bessette, and Sheila Quinn. Mark, the Herald Angel Sings book was written by Gordon Lambie, illustrated by Shanna Bernier, and is available at Black Cat Books in Lennoxville, Quebec, or on lulu.com. Music by composer Kevin MacLeod, entitled Frost Waltz, Arcadia, Melody Victoria, Enchanted Journey, Not As It Seems, and Dreamy Flashback. Kevin MacLeod's music can be found at incompetech.com. This has been a Dishpan Hands production, produced by Sheila Q.